Okay. Dr. Bittman, we are, we do have quorum, so whenever you are good, we can move on.
Sounds great. Okay, the Arizona Board for Private Postsecondary Education is hereby called to order at 3 p.m. on July 22nd. The board reserves the right to change the order of items on the agenda, except for those matters set for a specific time. The formal hearings and formal interviews are scheduled to be heard during specific time blocks. The board chairperson, however, reserves the right to call all cases in random order. The board, upon a majority of vote of a quorum of the members, may hold an executive session on any of the listed items to discuss or consider records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is specifically required to be maintained as confidential by state and federal law, or to obtain legal advice pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A2 and 3. Executive sessions are not open to the public. Americans with Disabilities Act. Persons with a disability may request a reasonable accommodation, such as a sign language interpreter or a copy of this document in an alternative format by contacting Kevin LaMountain at 602-542-5716 or the TDD number at 800-367-8939. Could staff please call the roll?
I will. Dr. Leck? Dr. Leck is absent. Mr. Romano?
Here.
Mr. Romano's attendance. Mr. Ball?
Here.
Mr. Wallace?
Here.
Mr. Wallace is here. Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Lukey is here. And Dr. Mittman?
Here.
And staff, Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan?
Here.
And Keith Blanchard?
Present.
And I'm Kevin LaMountain. So we have roll.
Great. Get back to the agenda again. Okay. Our first item of business is to review, discuss, and possible action on the Student Tuition Recovery Fund, fiscal year 22, invoicing for all impacted institutions. Mr. LaMountain, you sent out the materials on this, but can you give us a summary, and then we'll discuss and possibly act thereafter.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Mittman, and members of the board. In your packet today that you received is the information that I had for my board report. I also provided the financial documents that show the fund, which is the fund of 3027, will show you where the where we are and where we ended. If you recall last year, we did get through the legislature the change in the Student Tuition Recovery Fund billing cycle and the schools, institutions that would be part of and no longer exempted from the fund. So, we are now at a point in time where in that legislation, in SB 1308, there was a call to action for the board that needs an instruction from the board to tell me to go ahead at the first board meeting after the June 30th financials are complete to instruct the board staff to invoice the institutions. So that's what the meeting is about today. In your file, you will see the again the spreadsheet for statement of operations for Fund 3027. You have the most updated one that I got last week, which would show year-to-date financials for FY22 that actually go through July 14th of 2021. It shows an ending balance for that for the Student Tuition Recovery Fund of $201,210.49. In addition to that that number that you have there, I also included in your packet a letter from the bonding agency. We did receive payment for the four strife claims, for the th- three strife claims, I believe, for the Southwest University of Visual Arts. Those are the only ones that we have for last year. We did receive payment of $20,494, which is not included in the $201,210. However, all of the June expenses have also not been tagged to that account, which are probably going to be about $10,000 or $11,000 worth of expenses. So we will end the year officially when it's completed around the $212,000, which far is below the $500,000 statutory requirement. So, and I'm open to any questions that anyone would have.
Mr. LaMountain, it seems like from what has been put forth, if we did decide to request or charge fees from the institutions to get up to that, I believe you have a document that provided a number from all the institutions tallied up around close to $500,000. Is that correct?
It's correct. But those numbers are so Mr. Chair and Mr. Romano, if I do get the instruction to move forward today, this evening, a letter will go out to each of the institutions confirming that number of those particular students. So then I will spend this next week honing in what that actual number is going to look like. While it looks like it's going to be about 400 plus thousand, it's probably more in the range of about 300,000 by the time we get done verifying each of the students that the fund would be invoiced to. So it potentially will bring us up to 500,000, but then the expenses throughout the next of fiscal 22 will probably bring us back down below that by the time we get to next year. So we're hoping, and the forecast would be that by the time we get to one more billing cycle, we more than likely, assuming no catastrophic event happens, to be up above that 500,000, which is really in that the process that we were working with all the schools through this year through the legislation. We're on target to hit bill in 22, bill in 23, not bill in 24.
Great, thank you. Other questions? Mr. Romano, I'm sorry, did you have a follow up?
Nope, just saying thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry to cut off your thank you. Anybody else from the board? Okay. Can I get a motion to request the staff to invoice all eligible institutions the Student Tuition Recovery Fund for fiscal year 22?
This is Scott Wallace. I make that motion.
Thank you. Can we get a second?
Mike Romano, second.
Okay. Sorry, Mr. Lupke. Mr. Romano beat you to it. Okay. Mr. LaMountain, do you want to call the vote?
I will. Dr. Leck? Dr. Leck is absent. Mr. Romano?
Aye.
Mr. Romano votes aye. Mr. Ball?
Aye.
Mr. Ball votes aye. Mr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Wallace votes aye. Mr. Lupke?
Aye.
Mr. Lupke votes aye. Dr. Mittman?
Aye.
Dr. Mittman votes aye. So by your vote of five ayes, one absent, the motion carries.
Great. Thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. LaMountain, for all the work that went into not just the legislation, but coming up with an equitable arrangement for all of the schools to participate in this.
Thank you.
And for all the work that goes into just the strife fund itself, there's the fund, but when you look at the income statement that you shared with us on specific to the strife fund, obviously there's a lot of work. It's not just a question of writing checks for students who apply. There's you know, quite the process and other costs. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up, we have a call to the public. Public input is encouraged. I'm encouraging you guys. Presentation should be limited to 5 minutes. Please be aware, however, that the committee may not discuss, consider, or take action at this meeting on any item not scheduled on the agenda. During the meeting, additional public comment may be requested, but is generally not allowed. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I will call. Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
So I tell you what, Doug, Mr. Ball, Mr. Lukey is the second, and having completed all of our work, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Have a good day. Take care.
Thank you, Paul.